You're listening to EPN, the ePodcast Network.
Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network, your channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who share business strategies and insights that can all help you build your business, leading to your business success. And now, broadcasting from anywhere between Brazil, South America to Los Angeles, California, it is your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today we're speaking with Rajesh Padin Jarimadam, President and CEO at Rapid Value Solutions, that provides IT consulting services for companies all over the globe. Rajesh, a pleasure to have you with us today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks for having me.
And you're more than welcome. Certainly our pleasure. So for starters, I understand that you started your company back in 2008 and have since grown it to 450 plus employees. That's quite impressive. Can you share one approach you've used to grow your company?
Sure, Eric. So, I'll start off by giving a little bit of overview about what we do, because that will sort of set the context for how we have looked at growing the company, right? So essentially, we are a technology services firm. But we are really focused on implementing emerging technologies like mobile and cloud and Internet of Things. And we help enterprises adopt these technologies to become more efficient, be it by reducing costs or by increasing revenues, right? And when we founded in, in 2008, we really believed that some of these emerging technologies would really change the way world would operate, where businesses would operate, where people would operate. And we wanted to create a firm that would sort of lead that revolution. And in fact, if you look back to last 10 years, the rate of change of technology has just been unprecedented. And what's happening is, digital native firms like Amazon and Uber and others are really sort of disrupting and displacing businesses. So what we do is we work with traditional large enterprises to help them adopt these emerging technologies and really sort of compete with the digital native players and sort of be, beat the disruption, right? So with that in mind, coming to a question of how have we grown? We kind of taken an approach that has two parts to it, right? So the first part is we are always focused on our customers' growth, right? So really what we're trying to do is while we are a technology consulting firm, while we are a digital technology services firm, what we're trying to look at is, how do these technologies impact our customers' business? How can these technologies help our customers grow? Because what's happening is with all of these technologies coming in, they are providing these traditional enterprises a new channel to reach customers, be it through mobile, be it through cloud, or understand their customers better through machine learning and so on and so forth. So what we're trying to do is how can we help our customers grow? And I would say that's been our single most factor that has helped us grow, which is really sort of, help our customers grow and then, grow along with our customers. For example, we worked with one of our customers who is a large insurer, and we helped them upgrade their technology so that they could onboard partners faster, and they're able to grow at a 40% rate growth rate because of that, and that ultimately helps us grow along with them. And the second piece of that puzzle is, how do we get the right people on board? How do we hire the right people? And because we are working on disruptive emerging technologies, it becomes important that we got the right people on board. So that's our second piece of puzzle, right? So really sort of, we focused on these two things, and that's kind of what has helped us grow.
Some great information there. Thanks for sharing. Now, on your website, you say you punch above your weight class. I like that, by the way. Can you give us some more details on what that actually means?
Sure, Eric. I think, that's a great question. In fact, one of the things as a company that's growing in emerging technologies, we've sort of always punched above our weight class as a company, in the sense that we're always working with large enterprises and helping them grow, and in the process, we are competing with much larger competitors. So it has always been important for us to be able to punch above our weight class, which really means that we're working one or two levels up, right? But what's really important on that is that's not possible if your people are not punching above their weight class, and so we are always looking for people who we're always looking for employees and who can really sort of perform one or two levels above their job descriptions. Right? In fact, one of the things that we try to avoid is to have really tight job descriptions. So we use job descriptions as more of a guidance and say, here is what we want to do, and then we let people sort of expand within that. Now, and specifically, we always try to look for people who have experience at one or two levels that is really required by the one or two levels below that is really required by the job description, because we think if somebody has an ability and willingness to learn fast, they will really be able to deliver. And ultimately, it also works out well for our employees, because they're always, they're constantly learning. They're able to do things that they've never done before. They're getting a lot of freedom to try out things. And from their perspective, it becomes a learning experience. From our perspective, we are always trying to challenge the status quo. So that's always worked for us. And to a large extent, this approach has also come out of necessity in the sense that when we were building our firm, when we founded the firm, we were focused on mobile. We added cloud capabilities. We added Internet of Things, IoT capabilities, and we built platforms along the way. And in all of these, whenever we try to do something, for example, when we tried to build mobile capabilities back in 2008 or 2009, there was nobody in the industry who was, who knew how to do mobile. And what that meant was we had to pick, we had to find people who would, who wouldn't know how to do it, but who would, pick it up along the way, right? So that's kind of something that has really worked for us. And we've really been incredibly lucky as well in finding some of those people who are able to, sort of punch really above their weight class.
I understand you're located in Silicon Valley and you have clients from all over the world. What is the secret to getting these clients that are located in every corner of the globe?
So, when we founded the company, we chose Silicon Valley as the initial location. And that was because, we saw so much of innovation that is happening here. And what we were hoping to do was to work with some of these firms, understand what's happening in the industry, and then take it to enterprises across the world. So, for example, we've been lucky to work with some of the marquee tech leaders like Facebook and LinkedIn, as well as a number of other startups that work in really sort of bleeding edge technologies. And we've been working with them to, help them build products, help them build their enterprise systems, and so on and so forth. And what we've been able to do has been to take some of this knowledge and some of this sort of the tools and the methodologies and the technology to traditional enterprises like insurers or banks or crane rental firms or manufacturing firms and so on and so forth. And one of the things that's happening in the industry is, prior to Rapid Value, when I used to work with one of the large consulting firms, system, development implementation cycles were measured in 6 months to years, whereas now everybody wants to get their, update their systems, add new features, functionalities, all of that in weeks. And what we are able to do is we are able to understand what's happening in these tech leaders, get that information, and then help implement those with some of our traditional clients, and one of the examples that I would like to quote is, you know, we work with a large crane rental firm, and you know, in expanding their enterprise systems, and they are looking at releasing functionality every week or every other week, which is sort of unheard of in the traditional industries in the past. So to a large extent, what's been helping us was to, you know, learn from the leaders in technology, and then sort of, you know, technology and technology product firms, and then sort of taking that, those learnings, taking those approaches, methodologies to some of these traditional enterprises. And that has really, and when the enterprises see that they are able to adopt these technologies and methodologies to accelerate their system, improve their processes and improve revenues, you know, they really love it. So that's kind of really helped us, you know, get access to a lot of customers across the world.
And Rajesh, certainly appreciate your input, insight, and information shared there today. We're joined by Rajesh Padin Jarimadam, President and CEO at Rapid Value Solutions, that provides IT consulting services for companies all over the globe. Here on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Now, Rajesh, I actually read in an article that you have a unique philosophy on hiring junior people. Can you share that with us?
Sure. So to an extent, this sort of goes back to the point around, you know, punching above your weight class. And, you know, typically we look for, and I'm a big believer, as I had mentioned before, I'm a big believer of the ability of people to do things as opposed to knowledge and, or ability and willingness to do things as opposed to knowledge and experience. So we typically look for two key attributes when we are hiring people. So we're not looking for somebody with the perfect experience. We're not looking for somebody who's done exactly the same thing. We're not looking for somebody who has, you know, worked for 20 years in a certain technology, right? But what we are looking for is we are looking for the sort of, you know, fire in the belly. We are looking for somebody who is willing and able to learn and relearn, and that becomes extremely important in the world that we operate, where technologies change really, really fast. And so we are always looking for people who want to learn technology quickly, who are able to and who are willing to do it. And so we put a lot of premium to that as opposed to experience, right? Because we believe that people given an opportunity, you know, would learn things, would move much faster than you think. And the second thing that we do is we look for people with a significant ability to take risks, because we live in a world where these technologies are changing so fast, and we want people who can go out of their comfort zone, you know, try and figure out things, which could be new technology, which could be new approach, and sort of not say, oh, we do it because this is how it is done, but sort of question things based on first principle, right? And sort of take calculated risk. And of course, you know, one of the things that we do to support that is to create an environment that enable risk taking, which is to sort of say, you know, failure is accepted and we embrace failures, and then we learn from that and move on. So if I were to say, if I were to look back and look at my time in building a company, one of the single most points where I was really happy was to look at some of these people who joined us as sort of, you know, without a lot of experience early on, but they really sort of grew to become leaders. And a lot of people that, a lot of our folks who run our different groups are people who joined us without a lot of experience, who have then grown. And that has really given, I think as an entrepreneur and as a manager or a leader, I believe that gives a lot of satisfaction both sides in terms of hiring and grooming them. And on on the other side, you know, the employee gets a lot of satisfaction in terms of learning and growing. So that's, again, has been our philosophy.
Also, share with us your vision for Rapid Value Solutions and what do you want to achieve in the next 5 years looking ahead?
So, you know, as I mentioned before, when we founded the company, we believed that some of these technologies would really change the way world operates, change the way people and enterprises, businesses operate. And I would say that we, looking back, I would say that we really sort of underestimated the changes. I mean, I think it's just been a tremendous journey. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to build a unique blend of technology and domain expertise where we're looking at, okay, how can we take some of these technologies and how can we make some of our clients a lot more efficient? How can we help them transform? So in next 5 years, we want to be one of the top digital transformation firms and sort of enabling enterprises in very specific verticals transform their businesses, leverage these technologies, you know, disrupt their industries and compete effectively in those industries.
Well, Mr. Padin Jarimadam, it certainly has been great to have had you with us today, and a lot we can learn from some of the information shared here today, from business growth to getting clients globally, hiring, et cetera, and your vision as well. In conclusion, any closing thoughts, a takeaway, a final tip, anything else you'd like to share?
Sure. You know, I think one of the things that we try to do is sort of you know, be humble and sort of focus on value to both your customers and employees. You know, we are we work in the world of technology. Technology is important, but ultimately what is important is how technology is going to improve your, you know, customers' business, and that's kind of been our focus.
Rajesh, before you take off, where can listeners get all the details online on Rapid Value Solutions and be in contact accordingly?
Oh, sure. Yeah. So, yeah, we are online on www.rapidvaluesolutions. It's one word, rapidvaluesolutions.com. And my email is Rajesh P as in, you know, my last name. So, Rajesh P as in Peter, Rajesh P at rapidvaluesolutions.com.
And that's certainly easy enough, and we'll also include the links within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Padin Jarimadam, it's been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you and the company, and thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric, and thank you for having me.
And you're more than welcome. We've been speaking with, once again, Mr. Rajesh Padin Jarimadam, the President and CEO at Rapid Value Solutions that provides IT consulting services for companies all over the world. And for further details and to learn more, visit rapidvaluesolutions.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks again for listening to Enterprise Radio here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. To subscribe for future programming, simply visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.